I promised you an interesting story at the top of the show, and I think you're going to get one. John Willard, who's the grandson of old man Willard, who invented Willard water. What in the world is this silly thing? We're going to get into that. We're probably going to start with maybe some of his travels. John Willard, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Yeah, very. It's been way too long. Where have you been? What's been going on with you?
I always say there aren't many places that I haven't been in the last year. But as you said, I'm doing quite a bit of traveling now. Our Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst product, I think as I talked about last time I was on the show, we have been partnering with nonprofit organizations to use our Plant Catalyst product to help farmers in rural areas increase their profits and yields. It was something, as we talked about last show, my grandfather was very interested in when he was alive. He had traveled over to Somalia and Kenya. And so when I took over as CEO about 8 years ago, that was one of the more important things for me was I wanted to follow up on that vision he had. He'd been unsuccessful. So, yeah, we started in Zambia 4 years ago, and we partnered with a nonprofit that was actually administering a Swedish government grant in Zambia. And today we are working with nonprofits. We're working with over two dozen nonprofits in 13 different countries, and expanding pretty rapidly. As I said, I seem like I'm actually going to be in early 2020 here. I will be out of the country more than I will be in it.
Wow!
For the first 6 months, yeah.
Wow. Well, let's give, especially for new listeners, people who haven't heard you before. Maybe it's been a long time. Why don't we back up and go to what is Willard Water, kind of give the Reader's Digest version and then the story about the Congress. I think it's a fascinating story. So pretend somebody's never heard this before. What in the world is this crazy Willard Water?
Sure. It's a proprietary solution that was it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. He invented it in 1965 and began selling it in 1973, and we've been in continuous business since then. What the product does is, and we actually still don't know exactly why it's doing what it's doing, but what we see is when it's added to water and that water is consumed by biological beings, it can be anything from humans to pets to livestock to plants, all the way down to microbes. What we see is it serves as a catalyst, and my grandfather originally called it catalyst-activated water, and a catalyst is something that makes other things work a little bit better, and my grandfather always said it was sort of like a spark plug for the body or like STP for the body. And what it does is it boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were to drink it, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So the practical effect of it is you can use less fertilizer and still get better yield, or you can use more fertilizer and get much better yield. And the same thing we see with things like microbes, all the way down to a microbe. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, that microbe would work better. It would absorb and go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
How did he come up with this? I know he's working on something else. Or tell that story a little bit.
It was an accident. He actually always called it dumb luck, even though he was a chemist. But he was very much a scientist. And he always said that the key to being a successful scientist was simply curiosity. You notice what's going on, you make observations of what's going on around you, and then you build on those things. And he had begun to notice there were two things that he started with. Number one was farmers in the area, and this is 1948. He lived in South Dakota. He grew up in eastern South Dakota, and then he went to went to Purdue University, and then he taught at Virginia Military Institute in Virginia. And then World War II broke out. He was drafted in the Manhattan Project, the development of the atomic bomb. But after the war was over, he wanted to move back to South Dakota, and he moved back here in 1948. But he was a very avid outdoorsman. He liked to hunt. He liked to fish. He liked to hike a lot. He was very avid in the outdoors. And he began to notice that game trails ended up at lignite deposits, and lignite is basically low-grade coal. It's one of the early stages of coal. And he also noticed that a lot of farmers, particularly pig farmers in the area, were giving the ashes to their coal-fired stoves to their pigs. So they would take the ashes out, and they would put it in their pig troughs, and they would tell my dad that my grandfather makes the pigs healthier. So he thought, well, that was very strange. So he started doing research into it, and he found through the research that the lignite had was very high in trace minerals and nutrients. It had naturally occurring antifungicides and naturally occurring antibiotics and other things. And so he thought their pigs year-round. And he had to actually, he wanted to come up with a solution to that. Well, maybe it would be easier to just add it to their water. So that's what he started with. But when something like that, he found is in the raw lignite solution, the burning was actually was detoxifying it. And so when it was in the raw solution, it was slightly toxic. It wouldn't kill him, but it would make him nauseous. And so he had to come up with a non-toxic way to neutralize those toxins while keeping all the good stuff intact. And he always said in 1965, once again, it was just dumb luck. He had an idea. And he created this salt solution. It really is like several different salts. And he added his lignite water to that salt solution. And he began to dilute it and drink it and test the effects of the blood cell, the toxicity on his blood cells. Once again, very much a scientist. He was performing the tests on himself. And he found when he was performing those tests that the product was not only non-toxic, but it was significantly boosting the movement of the platelets in his bloodstream. And he thought that was very strange. So he began to do more tests, and then he sent it up to a friend of his, a former colleague at Purdue University, and they did tests for about 8 years on the product. And that's how we know a lot about what it does. And he began selling it 8 years later in 1973.
Moving platelets, why is that important? Explain that a little bit.
Well, the platelets in the bloodstream are the thing. So let's say that you got a cut in your arm or your hand or something. Well, the body rushes what's called platelets to that cut. And those platelets are what then cause start the healing process, basically like clogging the blood and whatnot. And so if your platelets are moving faster, then theoretically you'd be healing a lot faster. And so it's actually kind of cool when you drink Willard water before and after. You can actually test it. You can actually, people have done it. There are some stores, for example, who will do like blood tests for you. And some of the places that are selling Willard water have done that for people. You can actually see it. You drink Willard water, you have a blood test done, and it shows your platelets might like move very slowly because if you don't have, for example, a cut or something, they're relatively stable. But then you drink Willard water, and the activity is much more frenetic in them. It's really cool to see.
So let's say you don't have a cut. Why do you want that move? Is it to help transport nutrients? I mean, you did say the study.
No, not the platelets, yeah. Not the platelets, but you do see it in cells as well. So we have cell testing, for example, on human cells, and we see a significant increase in the absorption and retention of all kinds of nutrients. I mentioned B vitamins. So we see vitamins, we see minerals. We also see antioxidants. We see a very big increase in the absorption and retention of antioxidants. We're also seeing some recharging of antioxidants in the cells. So, for example, the antioxidants that are in green tea, when they go into the cells and you're drinking Willard water, the Willard water will actually recharge them and boost the effectiveness of those antioxidants. But we don't see that across the board. We don't see, for example, the antioxidants that you would find in turmeric. We see that they're absorbing. We see that they're retaining better. But the Willard water isn't recharging them in the cell. So it's kind of fascinating how it's doing some of those things. And we don't, like I said, we don't really know why that phenomenon has happened. We know that it's good across the board, but in some places it's better than it is in others. So it's kind of fascinating.
Well, at the beginning, you told us you don't really know why, but immediately my question becomes, well, why is this working? Do you have a guess? Do you have a theory?
Yes, my grandfather had a theory, and keep in mind, we still don't know exactly why even aspirin works, so it's not uncommon for that to happen. But the theory my grandfather had was, and I haven't found anyone in all the testing that we've done. I mean, as you know, we've talked about here earlier that I actually spend a lot of time doing a lot of money in testing. We do testing every year. And the theory my grandfather had was that the product was somehow changing the structure of the water, just very slightly altering it in a way that makes it a more efficient delivery system.
Mm. I'm fascinated by it. This is an amazing story up to this point. To me, the really fascinating story is what happened when the government got involved. And that, can you briefly tell that?
Sure, sure. Well, keep in mind that this was 1973 when he started selling it. He actually, once again, he invented it to be an animal product, an animal nutrition enhancer, whatever. And so he was actually giving it to farmers, and he would just give it to farmers and ranchers. Western South Dakota here is really ranch farm country. There are a lot of farmers, a lot of ranchers. And so what he was doing, basically, is he was still a professor at the time at the School of Mines. So he started giving it to people. Of course, it's a small community, so everybody knows everybody. And so he started giving it to a rancher who would then give it to someone else and so on and so forth. And so after a few years, a lot of the ranchers here in western South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, eastern Montana, and this region were using this, the Willard water. He called it catalyst activated water, but were using it with their livestock. It was boosting the overall health of their livestock, and it was boosting feed conversion rates and whatnot. Well, of course, some people start saying, well, what happens if I drink it? What happens then? And my grandpa would say, well, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll have the same impact on you as it will on the animals. And so people started drinking it. And so by the late 1970s, you'd literally thousands of people in western South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, eastern Montana, who were drinking this product, who were using it quite frequently. And back then, the FDA was, a product was either a food or a drug and nothing else. There was nothing else in between that. Sorry, my wife just walked in the door and getting this. Sorry, I'm terribly sorry about that.
No problem. Tell your wife hello.
I'll tell my wife hello, yes. And but anyway, all these people were using the product, and the FDA didn't really know what to do with it. So they basically told my grandpa he couldn't sell it anymore. These people got very upset about it, and they wrote their members of Congress.
Hold on, John. What was their basis for you just can't sell this anymore. What was their justification?
The justification was that it wasn't a food and it wasn't a drug. And so you either had to be a food 100%, or you had to go through the testing to be a drug. And their ruling was that people were using it like they would be using a drug, so they had to go through the testing to become a drug before you could actually sell it. So that was their position. They said, well, you're not a drug, so you can't sell this until you go through this testing that makes you a drug. Yeah. And, of course, that's millions of dollars and probably a good decade before it gets approved. All these people got really upset, as I said. They were writing the members of Congress and calling the members of Congress. So in 1980, Congress held a hearing on Willard water, basically what to do with this. And out of the hearing, they asked the FDA to do their own tests, which they did on toxicity and safety and whatnot. And then after those tests were performed, to find a way that we could sell the Willard water product. And what they did was they classified it as a milk product.
What did it have to do with milk? Did it have anything to do with milk?
Nothing at all. No, they classified it as a milk product. And they said that the only way you could talk about it is if it's a milk.
Has anybody ever approached you about doing a movie script about this story?
I know. It's crazy. And then, of course, 60 Minutes did a story on it because it was so crazy. So 60 Minutes did a story on my grandpa in 1980.
Go talk about that. Tell what did they say, or how'd that go?
Well, they actually they came in. I think they were coming in to basically, 60 Minutes is known for hard hitting stories, and so they came in, I think, pretty skeptical about it. In fact, and if you watch the segment, Harry Reasoner says that he came into it pretty skeptical. But they sent a crew out here, and the crew was out here for a couple of months, and they went all over the place and talked to a bunch of different people. And they produced this story in November of 1980, and that's the story that actually really launched Willard Water worldwide. We were entirely a regional operation that was really at the time run out of my grandpa's basement.
Wow, that story it just fascinates me. I'm fascinated by this story.
Yes. So he did. The story was a great story. Actually, it was a really, really good story for us. And even Reasoner began to drink it himself after he had done the story. And so that's kind of fascinating. He more or less became a customer of ours after the story had aired. And, So that's what made my grandfather famous, and we've been an international business ever since then. We've now expanded well beyond this area, and we do business all over the world. There's a cosmetic line in Japan. There's people added to, we just got an order this week from a company in Korea that uses one of the ingredients in their fertilizer solution. We have a chicken organization in Egypt that buys several thousand quarts a year because all their chickens get it. You know, it's all over the world. It's everything you can think of in terms of what would see benefit from increasing nutrient absorption or increasing bodily functions. You know, we sell it as an ingredient in several supplemental supplements on the market today have Willard water in them.
Let's talk about the different. There's a clear and there's a dark. What is clear? What is dark? And if somebody's listening at home, they're thinking this is crazy. How much should they take? Explain that. Clear, dark. How much should they take?
Well, yeah, they actually, the clear and the dark come from the evolution of what my grandpa was doing. The clear was the first product he invented. It didn't have a lot of that lignite in it because, keep in mind, he was concerned about toxicity levels. And so it had very little of it in there. And that was his first product. But he came back in the mid-1970s, he came back to that idea of he really believed in trace minerals. Micronutrients and whatnot. He really wanted to do that. So he infused the product with more of those micronutrients, but it affected the catalyst in a way that sort of weakened the effect of the catalyst. And so it's not the catalyst, and it's not quite as potent as the catalyst in the clear. And so the amount you drink, though, is about a quarter of a teaspoon to half a teaspoon per 8 ounces. And you just drink it 3 or 4 times a day. Just keep it in your system. It won't hurt you to have more of it. It's just at a certain amount of time, you're just basically wasting your money because you're just urinating it out, basically. So I always tell people if you're buying it, I mean, I keep it in my water all day long, but if you're buying it, you only need 3 or 4 times a day.
Now, talk about storing. I know if you have a glass bottle, you can't store it in a glass bottle. It has to be plastic. Explain that.
You can't store the catalyst, the core catalyst in glass. And the reason for that actually is because of the composition of the product. The composition, the silicone in the product, silicon in the product will actually bond with the silicon in the glass. And it'll suck it's kind of cool to see, but it'll actually, over a period of about 24 hours, it'll suck all the silicon out of the Willard water, and it'll sort of form this rim. It'll attach to the glass. And wow. So what it'll do, of course, is ruin the glass, but it will also ruin the Willard water because it'll have sucked out. Willard water is a very complex composition, and so sometimes little things that you wouldn't think would affect it will affect it. And that's, you can drink it out of a glass. I drink it out of a glass every day, but if you store it in a glass over like 24 hours, you'll see that happen.
So what if you had a glass of water and you just put, you know, the quarter tablespoon in there and just stirred it and just left it in there? Is that bad too, to leave it for 24 hours?
If it's diluted, it'll take probably a few days. It'll probably take 3 or 4 days for that to happen. But it still would eventually, yes.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. You're talking about absorption. I was thinking about GMO food and because of Roundup. Roundup is so prevalent, it's such a big issue. And Roundup is a toxin. It's not even a toxin, I would say. It doesn't kill plants. It just starves the plants, and the plants die of starvation. So would Willard water help counteract that in our bodies, help overcome some of that?
So that's sort of the million-dollar question. I think we've talked about this before. I have this sort of long-running debate. We have a toxicologist who's worked with Willard water for 25 years, and her answer to that is a simple yes. My answer to that is yes, but. The Willard water, what it's doing is it doesn't work in a vacuum. And so when it's pushing nutrients into the cells, it isn't just jamming the cells full. It seems to be chemically communicating with the cells and helping them to regulate what's actually in the cells. And so it's also pulling toxins out. In fact, one of the effects you'll get when you first start drinking Willard water is you're going to urinate a little more frequently for the first week or so. And the reason for that is it's balancing out the toxins versus the nutrients in your cells. And so Dr. Staniger will tell you that it's pulling all those toxins out. I'm saying it's probably helping pull, it's helping pull your toxins out, but it's not like you could drink arsenic and then drink Willard water after it and say, I'm going to be just fine. You know, it's a balance there. And so the simple answer is yes, it is helping to pull toxins out of the body, but I don't really know to what extent, if you paired it with a specific toxin, to what extent it would be pulling those toxins out. Did I do a good job of explaining that?
No, not at all.
That's what Dr. Staniger would say too. That's
yeah, good try. Nice try, John.
I'm going to be overcomplicating it.
Yeah,
yeah. She would. She tells me I overcomplicate it, but I don't want to overpromise, and that's part of just me as a business person is I don't want to overpromise. I don't want people to think that if they drink a toxin, they can drink Willard water and it'll pull it out. That's not what's going to happen. But I will say that the toxin, the residual toxin that will be on those, for example, on those plants that you're eating, the residual toxins will not be stored in your body as long. Is that a better way of putting it?
Well, that was much better.
Thank you.
Took what? That took like 10 seconds. That was very good. This is hilarious. So point blank, you know, we eat a lot of toxins, we eat a lot of pesticides, we do get Roundup in our system. It does affect us. It does block absorption. Willard water will help to some degree. You're not promising to what degree, but some degree it will help improve absorption in the face and the expulsion of those chemicals in your body. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
There
the
we go.
Yes. Yes.
Now we're cooking with gas. We got about 30 seconds before the break. Willard Water courses over at the Power Mall, the clear and the dark. Why would you choose one over the other? I know you mentioned minerals in the dark. I use the dark. Should I use the clear? Should I mix it up? What?
Personal preference. You know, one of the things we started to see, by the way, is that different people have different preferences with their bodies. But I just say it's personal preference. If you're drinking, for example, if you're taking like a concentrate or a trace mineral supplement, you don't need the dark. You just drink the clear, and that will help your body absorb what you're already taking. If you want to add more trace minerals to your diet, drink the dark.
Wow. What about children, pregnant women? There's all good for all of them?
All good. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It's, been in business 47 years now and no problems with toxicity.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to talk about a lot more things. Gardening is coming up, gardening season, and also his travels. What's he seeing? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer.
This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for buying from the good guys. And that's, of course, Joyce coined that term, buy from the good guys. And it's so apropos. We're here because you support us. We got a symbiotic relationship, and the Power Mall has been here for 20-something years. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Of course, the Willard Water is there. I just talked to my wife during the break, and I said, well, we got to start taking this Willard Water. It's out of sight, out of mind. You know my story. If I got my vitamins or my everything, my Strauss Heart Drops, if they're somewhere where I can see them, I will take them. If my wife moves them or they go under the counter or blah, 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 or any other number, then it's not that I don't want to take them. It's just I forget. With the Willard Water, it's under the sink because I got the big gallon. Maybe I need to put something smaller. I need to make a conscious effort to take this Willard Water because if there's two causes of diseases, lack of nutrition and toxicity, well, this will help with both of them. All the great things that you take, you're going to get more. Effectiveness out of them and also detoxing your body, platelets moving, blood moving, cells moving, communicating with the cells. John talked about the evidence of there seems to be some communication going on with cells and what should be in them and pulling things out. And the short answer after, we finally pinned them down and yes, it does help detox your body. We did get that answer from them. This is very important. This is a very important product. It lasts forever. If you have a gallon of it, I mean, I've had the same gallon I've been using, a gallon of it since close to when Joyce died. And, obviously I should take more. I've already confessed that, but I still take it. I take a pretty good amount. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail is also at the Power Mall. Another great way to detox. Can you imagine taking the detox cocktail and chasing it down with water that had Willard Water in it? Cause you mix it up in water and what that would do and the effectiveness and how more powerful that is. Let us know if you have any stories. I think that's, be very interesting. Phosphatidylcholine, of course, is the anchor to the cells. So now, once you got the cells cleaned out, once you got vitamins and stuff moving, now you need to nutrify the cell membranes, help them be stronger, help them be more impervious to the negative things and also hold in the good things. Phosphatidylcholine, cod liver oil, Carlson's in the glass, very important. Vitamin E, full spectrum, the tocopherols and tricopherols. The full spectrum vitamin E, that's why I say, if you've heard some of the interviews, you know what I'm talking about. Vitamin E that you get at the big box stores, it'll usually just have one of them or maybe two. It is not full spectrum. It will not do what it's designed to do. It will not do what we have discussed vitamin E and the power of vitamin E. It will not do it. That's why you have to have a good source. That's why you got to buy from the good guys. Alpha lipoic acid R, Intracal, vitamin D3. Dr. Group's going to come later in the week. Oxy powder, detoxidine. How are you going to detox and decalcify your pineal gland? How are you going to do it if you don't use the detoxidine here that we sell at the Power Mall, the iodine that we sell? Detox foot pads, another way to detox. B12. A lot of people get shots. Now you can put drops under your tongue, and people say they like that even better. I know my one uncle, not Uncle Kevin, the other uncle, he takes a B12 shot, and I think he can take it once a month, or a doctor says he can. Why he can't take it more, I have no idea. But as he waits to the end of his cycle, I'll say, he gets moodier and moodier. And I'm just like, why don't you just take another shot? Well, the doctor didn't want me to. Okay, whatever. Well, what he should be doing is taking drops under his tongue of the B12 and see how that works to bridge the gap. Lateral Flora, of course, is probiotic shelf-stable that you can travel with from Dr. Group. Fantastic product, selenium, Intracal, silver gel, silver lozenges, Optivita silver, super krill oil. If you've never ordered from us before or it's been a long time, why not? We got great products. There's something that you will like over at the Power Mall, something that you need, thepowermall.com. Your first order, put in first 10, and you'll get 10% off your order. Strauss, new products, the kidney support, the CardioCom, the cardio support, all on sale at the Power Mall. The Strauss heart drops I take every day. I do take that because that's on the windowsill, and my wife doesn't move that. So, and she takes it also. So we have that, the Miracle 2, and the selenium, already mentioned the selenium. Oreganol, Orega Resp, Super Silver. The lozenges are fantastic. Purely C, Chaga Max, Vitamin D3, Magnesium, Zinc, Selenium. If you are not getting these things from the Power Mall, where are you getting them? Are you growing all your food and calculating what goes into the soil and keeping it organic? Are you doing that? Okay, I'm not either. I've got a greenhouse. I'm starting to build. I think this year we're going to have some good stuff come out of there. But still, I still take this stuff. Where are you going to get the nutrients if you don't get them here? And you have to get the good source. You want to change your life? You can change and remake your health. That's what thousands and thousands of people have said. You can do it. You got to have some education. You got to have some knowledge. And that's what we do here. And, of course, you need the good products and the good tools to do it. And one of them is Willard Water, John Willard, that we're talking to here. Pretty interesting interview with John. I'm going to change the subject a little bit for a second. John, you travel quite a bit. You go all over the world. You do go to Africa. We're hearing about a lot of locusts in Africa. Do you know anything about the locusts there? Because all we hear is what we hear on news.
Some. We do have, it's primarily Kenya-specific right now, which would be Eastern Africa. So in the Kenyan region, some I think maybe in Uganda, Somalia, in some of those areas. And yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Like they're eating through entire fields of corn and soybeans and whatever crops they have in the field. They're devastating it, and it's pretty bad. Luckily, we're not, at least where I do business, most of the places where I go is southern Africa, and for example, Zambia, Mozambique, Malawi, and that region there in Zimbabwe, they don't have that problem. But in Zambia, they actually have really, really bad drought. Like they're in the middle of one of the worst droughts they've ever had. It's actually kind of interesting that it's very localized there. Like the northeastern section of Zambia is fine, and a lot of the countries around them are fine, but that one little specific area around where most of their farming is in the middle of one of the worst droughts they've ever had.
What do you know anything that triggered the locusts? Because I know they're pretty cyclical, but they're off cycle now. What triggered them?
I honestly have no idea. I have to say I haven't done a lot of research into it. Sounds very self-centered, but we're just now getting started moving into Kenya, so I don't even know a heck of a lot about that entire operator, about that entire market. If you ask me about Zambia, I could tell you all about it, but unfortunately, I've never even been to Kenya yet. So,
well, let me ask you about Zambia. You mentioned that around the droughts are only specifically in the area where all the farming is. It sounds real specific. It sounds real specific and real suspicious, I should say. Do other people in Zambia feel that way too?
Well, it's a climate issue, and we are seeing a lot of climate change there. And all that really means, I mean, it's become this really sort of like a buzzword, but it's all it really means is that the cycles of climate are changing. So, for example, where I live in South Dakota, we are seeing different seasons. Actually, our seasons are moving a little bit. We used to have what I would consider to be a traditional northern climate where you would start getting fall in September, October, and then start getting snow in November, December, and whatever. And that's moving. That season's moving back a little bit. So we're actually getting snow in later September, early October, and it's by February, by this time, like it's going to be 70 degrees this weekend. Our climate is different. We're getting a lot more snow. The same thing's happening there. The climates in the region are changing. And so what were historically areas where they would get a lot of rain, where, of course, all the farmers developed and put their farms, well, that climate, those patterns are changing now, and that means that farmers are going to have to move. And you're actually seeing that in Kenya prior to the locusts. I did read something last year where that's what the climate is also moving farmers out of those areas. And so that's one of the reasons people are talking about instability in those regions that have been in some of those places like Kenya, Zambia, whatever. They've been relatively stable for a couple decades, but now you're seeing a lot of instability because the climate is changing. So places where they traditionally farmed might not be as conducive to farming as other places might be now. Where places that weren't traditionally good farming areas are now becoming better farming areas. It happens throughout human history.
Well, you do travel quite a bit, and totally off topic, I guess, but not really. The virus scare, coronavirus, China seems like a total mess. Hong Kong now, too. Different, Italy, France. Throughout your travels, what is the atmosphere, the demeanor of people about the virus?
Well, people are certainly much more worried about it. I mean, I know I am a little bit more. I've started, which sounds horrible to say this on a live radio show, but I've started washing my hands for 20 seconds, and I've realized just how long that is.
It's like chewing your food. It's like taking, what did they tell you? You chew your food for 30 seconds or whatever it is to get proper digestion.
Exactly.
That's a long time, too.
It is. It's a long time, and you're sitting there, and you're like, you're supposed to go through the ABCs, you're supposed to count like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and, you know, so you sit there, and you're just like, geez, I feel like I've been here for an hour and a half, and so I definitely, you see that, you definitely see people who are, I think I was telling you about the mask issue, that you can't buy surgical masks anywhere, and there's actually a shortage now of surgical masks, like here in Rapid City. As I said, I went on a trip to Honduras about a couple weeks ago, but when I left, but I was just getting over a cold, and I was thinking, well, you know, I should actually wear a mask, so if I'm sneezing, I'm not sharing it with everybody else on the plane. That's why you should be wearing a mask, not to protect yourself from getting particles in, but from sharing them with everybody else. And I couldn't find one anywhere. I mean, the Rapid City was completely sold out. Hospitals are running out. And then, like I said, I was in D.C. last week with a similar situation. I came back from Honduras, was home for a couple of days, and then went to D.C. And similar situation, everything there is completely sold out. And you see people in the airports, all these people wearing surgical masks now.
Let's get to back to the product. One of the products we haven't talked about is the aloe gel with Willard water. What is that? What do we use that for?
I actually personally think that's our best product, and I know that Joyce loved it as well. It is aloe gel with Willard water in it. It sounds very, straightforward, but the thing I love about it is the gel has aloe in it, and it's boosting the absorption of the aloe and the into this the cells of the skin cells. So, you know, a lot of times when you put an aloe gel on, so for example, if you got a sunburn, so you put an aloe gel on, it's really clammy. It just kind of sticks to your skin, you know, and you feel really uncomfortable about it. Our aloe gel doesn't do that because the Willard water is moving it in, and so it goes on very soft, and it's really cool, I have to say. It goes in there, and it goes in very quickly into your skin. And I can't, of course, because the FDA would blow up my house, but I would say that if you had, let's say you had sunburn or windburn or something, and you were looking for something to put on, you might want to put our gel on.
What are some other reasons you'd put that on?
Well, I think I use it on things like shaving, honestly, does make your skin incredibly smooth. It is my go-to moisturizer now, and I live in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's cold, it's windy. During the winter, you know, there's not a single part of my body that isn't constantly dehydrated because it's so windy here and it's so cold. But so it's my go-to moisturizer. I absolutely love it. It's absolutely amazing. You can feel it on your hands. You can feel it when you put it on there. Your skin gets a lot softer. It's really cool.
Wow.
I'm a huge fan of it, and I actually started promoting it because I wanted something that would make it easy for people to sort of understand how the Willard water is working in the body. And the gel really does, because you could feel it on your skin. Whereas, like you were talking about earlier with supplements, a lot of times you'll kind of forget and it's kind of nebulous, you know, and you'll kind of, oh, well, you know, and then you'll feel badly and you'll, oh man, I gotta start taking all my supplements again. But when you're healthy, you kind of forget to do that, and we all, of course, know, all of us in the industry, know how important it is to maintain optimum health all the time. That's what keeps you from getting sick in the first place. But everybody forgets it. And so one of the reasons I like the gel is because it reminds people, it shows them immediately, hey, this is what it's doing.
Mm. You just gave me a thought. There's a lot of products that help, you know, muscles or pain or whatever, and it's a topical cream. It seems to me if it had some Willard water in it, it would help that absorb down into the muscles a lot better.
Yes, but and we've actually had some inquiries. As I said earlier, a lot of our business, a very significant portion of our business, is people who are companies that are buying Willard water and adding it to other products. Some people have actually inquired about doing that, but the problem is that you have to be drug regular certified in order to do that with those kinds of healing creams.
Mm.
And we're
well,
not,
if I owned
course.
One of those, I'm not going to say anything. I don't have one of those creams, but if I had one of those creams, I think I would just maybe accidentally put it in there and not mention it.
Yeah.
just put in some water. It was just water. What do you mean? It's just water here. I would, but that's me. Anyway, let's talk about gardening, house plants. Obviously, if it helps people, you mentioned what you've done in some of the countries with crops and such. Explain that a little bit. And for the person sitting at home that maybe has a greenhouse, or maybe they have a small garden, or maybe they just have a house plant of tomatoes in their house, what do they need to know about Willard water in that process?
Well, there are two things that I think is really important about Willard water. Number one is it will make your plants much healthier and they'll absorb things better. But number two, you talk a lot about harmful fertilizers and harmful ingredients that you're putting in there. The Willard water actually will reduce the amount that you have to use. I always say that it's not a total fertilizer replacement, but it will actually, especially if you spray it on the soil at the end of the season, it will actually rebuild your soil. It causes those microbes and that overall ecosystem to regenerate faster. And so, like, for example, we have a research garden. We spray our research garden with Willard water at the end of the season, with diluted Willard water. But if you're using it during the season, you spray it on once a week, you can cut your fertilizer in half. In our garden, we use in half. Yes, absolutely.
Hold on. So you spray it on like your garden at the end of the season. Do you mean you spray it on straight or diluted, or what do you do?
You dilute it. So we actually, there are two things you can do. Well, three things you do with Willard water. First of all, you want to treat your seeds in it. It's diluted once again. What I do is I have a 5-gallon bucket, or, you know, and I put 2 ounces into that 5-gallon bucket. Of course, it's all the directions are on our bottles, but put 2 ounces in that 5-gallon bucket. And we do hydroponic growing, or we use seed starters. And so we soak those seed starters. And then when the seeds come out, we put them in the ground and they break down in the ground. But so what we do is we soak those first, and then we plant the seeds in them, and then the Willard water will boost the boost the growth rate. You're going to see significantly better root systems, significantly stronger plants. I mean, it's a really cool thing, and you can actually see it in the plants. The roots will be so much bigger, and so they'll survive transplant a little better. And when you put them in the field, after they germinate, we have a little 1-gallon sprayer that we use with fertilizer, and we put 1 ounce of Willard water in that, and then we cut whatever the dilution fertilizer that they tell us to use, we cut that in half, and we spray it. We do that once every 2 or 3 weeks, or however much the fertilizer people recommend that we put on there, and that's how we use it.
Wow. Well, we do have the Iron Earth also. That would go good with the Iron Earth, which is a fertilizer additive. People want to interest in that. I got a text from Jay, Power Hour Jay. When you call the Power Mall, Jay probably is going to answer. She says, I use the aloe gel in my hair. I love it. In their hair? Have you ever heard of that, John?
I have not, no, but that's great.
Well, I guess if it absorbs it, you know, it helps make your hair soft, I guess is what she's saying. Marcia,
I'm assuming that, yeah.
Marcia texted, said, I put Willard water in a plastic pump bottle. See, that's what I need, a plastic pump bottle. Like, instead of soap by your in the kitchen, I need a plastic pump bottle of Willard water. I can just pump a little squirt in my water. That's what I need. That's a good idea. Have you thought about that, selling Willard water in a little pump that you just sit there? And,
no, but
and,
that's genius. That's absolutely genius.
Yes. So you have a little pump, and you pump it, and it'll give you the right amount for an 8-ounce glass or something like that. That'd be perfect.
That's genius. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go. Thank Marcia. Thank the Power Hour. Don't forget us.
Thanks, Marcia. Yeah. I'll never forget.
We want a residual. We want a nickel from everyone you sell now. That's okay. Very good. Let's talk about pets. Obviously, we've talked about plants and people. What about pets?
Yeah, we have a pet line, and the pet line actually was something that I came up with in a large part because we had so many people using it for pets already. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard the publication, the Whole Dog Journal. They're really big. They've got like 400,000 people in the U.S. who subscribe to their weekly newsletter, and they're holistic, only holistic, treatments for dog or for dogs, cats, whatever, for pets. Whole Dog Journal, but, they've endorsed it twice, and then the Holistic Guide for a Healthy Dog, it's a book, has an entire chapter on Willard water, and then the Encyclopedia of Holistic Healthcare for Pets has an entire chapter on Willard water, and people were calling me saying, well, of course, our bottles are sold for human use, and so they'd say, well, how do you use it with my pet? These guys are telling me to use it. So we came out with a pet line that actually has directions, but it's the same thing. The pets are going to be overall a little bit healthier. We also have a spray. Great with skin conditions. Once again, the FDA will blow up my house, but you know, if your pet had like,
cancel that thought. The FDA is not going to bother you. The FDA, nobody's going to bother you, John. We're pronouncing protection over you. Forget the FDA. They're irrelevant.
Yes.
God, they're like, forget them. Anyway, go ahead.
I do hear from them once a year. We get a visit once a year to our facility. And,
well, God, yes. God bless them. Hope they at least
God
they have
them,
the job.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, but anyway, they have hot spots or they have scratches or something. You know, the Willard water is really great for that. Your pets, you know, once again, you get the gentle absorption. Our dogs only drink Willard water, and I was, you know, I talked about it before, but I was inspired to do it when my wife and I adopted a rescue dog named Aspen in 2007. And he was in really bad shape. He'd been abused. He'd had mange. His hair was gone. And the doctors kept saying, and he was 5 when we got him, and the doctor kept saying, you know, he's going to be lucky to live till he's 8. He's going to have really serious arthritis issues. And I remember coming back with my wife from the vet. My wife was crying because the news was so bad.
Yeah.
And we started putting it in his water and, you know, giving him some sprays of it. And within a month, all of his hair had come back completely. He had full head of hair. And keep in mind, he'd been in the operation, the rescue organization, for 3 or 4 months. months. And so he'd been out of that hazardous situation for 3 or 4 months. And within a month, everything came back. And he lived till the age of 13. And, the only thing that really, really got him is we just had too many stairs. And, you know, it was our vet who said, look, it's time to put him down. And, but he lived till he was 13 and he was in pretty good shape until he was 11 or 12. He was running and in pretty good shape.
I got an idea. Next time FDA comes to visit you, give them your vet's number, because sounds like they can, they're about the same accurate, about as accurate as each other. Maybe they can get along and talk to each other.
Well, we had a great holistic vet. I mean, she was really great, but the tests were pretty bad for Aspen. And what was, I know this is probably not the right thing to say, but, you know, the Wheeler-Botter really did turn around a lot of those tests.
Why is that not a good thing to say? That's your experience.
The FDA doesn't want you to say that. It's a drug.
Well, that's my experience. If I have a dog, okay, I'll say it for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a friend, and he had a dog that was almost about to die, had really bad tests. He gave that dog Wheeler-Botter, and the thing turned around. There you go. The First Amendment protects me from being able to say that. If you got a problem with that, you can stick it where the sun don't shine. I'm not trying to get you in trouble, John. We can speak. We can speak the truth. And we can speak our experiences, and Wheeler-Botter is one of those things. We're just really excited about it. So, we got about a minute. Anything else you'd like to say in conclusion about this? Now that I've pissed off the FDA.
They'll get over it. I have a good lawyer. As I'll say, if you're going to do business with the FDA, my recommendation is get a good lawyer. But no, I thank you. I encourage, of course, all your listeners to buy from the Powerball. We sell. You guys have been great customers of ours, or great partners of ours, and I always thank you for your time and getting the message out there. You know, obviously, it goes back to Joyce as well. So we've been great partners for many years, and I thank you very much. I thank your listeners as well. Your listeners have been great customers of ours too.
Well, Joyce is the center of all this, no question, the beginning of all this. Jay just texted me. She must be listening. It calms frizzy hair. That's what she said. It calms frizzy hair. So there you go. You're going to be in the makeup aisle now or whatever, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't go down those aisles.
I don't either.
An absolute pleasure, John. Wheeler-Botter over at the Power Mall, among the other things. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you in your travels. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Please put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. Please at least read it. Have it in your mind. Have it who you are. Because our identity crisis, we're going to solve it here. And we're going to change our perception of ourselves. And it's going to change our country. So help us, God. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. John, we'll talk to you soon, man. Yes, sir.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.